Our Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Taf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, teaches us. Amar Yehuda Merav, Abra Tzrichim L'Hoydus. There are four people that have to say thank you to Hashem. Yardei Hayom, Holchei Midborius, people who travel in the ocean, people who travel in the Midbar, in the desert. Misha Yecholev V'Nisrapa, somebody who was ill and got well. Umi somebody who was imprisoned. And the Gemara then goes on to explain how we know each one of these situations are a situation for which one has to make a bracha. As the Mefarshim explain, the purpose of making a bracha in all of these situations is to recognize, for a person to recognize, that his entire life, he is under the Hashgacha Pratis. He's under the direct divine supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person experiences different situations in life, situations which seem to be difficult situations, it helps him grow in his Amuna that indeed he is under that supervision. In fact, there's a vart from the Tzav Sofer in Parashas Tzav. The Pasuk says, Zois Torah Zevach HaShlomim, and then the Torah says, Im Al Toido Yakrivena. And the Medrash quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Nun, Hahudik Siv, Zoveach Toida Yechab Denoni, somebody who brings a carbon toida is in the category of Yechab Denoni. Says the Medrash, Yechab Doni Enksiv. The Pasuk doesn't use the word Yechab Doni. El Yechab Denoni, Kovod Acha Kovod, a double Kovod. And the Mefarshim ask, what is the Medrash trying to teach us? And the Ksav Sofer says that actually the limud of this pasuk is the limud of the entire point of saying a Birchas HaGoymel. Of course, when a person has a difficult experience in life and he's lucky enough to come out of that difficult experience, he thanks Hashem for that experience. But the person isn't only supposed to thank Hashem for the difficult experience that he was saved from, but the person is also supposed to thank Hashem for having been in that difficult experience. And that's actually what our Gemara here at the beginning of our parak said, Shem Shemavarach ala Toiv, Kach Mavarach ala Ra. Of course, the Toiva, when we come out of the Tzara, we have to thank Hashem. But the Chabdanani, we have to thank Hashem that even for the difficult time, it was all from Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does do anything bad to a person. Whatever happens to a person is what was supposed to happen to the person, because it's supposed to help him grow in his Avodas Hashem. And that's why the pasuk here of Zoivich Toidei Chabdanani concludes, says the Ksav Sofer, the Som Derech Arena B'Yesh Elikim, that a person should realize that in any Derech he's on, even if it's in a Derech, and even if he's going through a difficult time, really that difficult time represents Yesh Elikim, a Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as we discuss this halacha of saying the Birchas HaGoymel, there's a fundamental Machloikis, how to understand what is the purpose, what is this bracha for? Some Rishonim explain that the Birchas HaGoymel is in the place of a carbon taida, particularly Bizman HaZeh, that we can't bring a carbon taida. So in the place of bringing the carbon taida, we say the Birchas HaGoymel, which in itself actually is a machloikis rishonim. because there's a machlokes rishonim if the obligation to bring a carbon taida is a chiyuv, is an absolute obligation, or when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, was it only something that one could donate and bring, but he wasn't absolutely obligated to bring. It seems the Rashi's opinion is that a carbon toida is a chiyuv. The Rambam's opinion is that a carbon toida is only voluntary. Actually, there's a raya. The Stechemin has a discussion on this, and he brings a raya from the Maram Shik, how we can learn that a carbon toida is not obligatory, because the Gemara says that a carbon toida can be brought min ha-maiser. The halacha is that a carbon that you're obligated to bring, cannot bring from maiser. If the halacha were that a carbon toida is absolutely obligatory, so how can we bring a carbon toida from maiser? It must be that it's an adava. Others say that it's even though it can be brought from carbon maisa, there is a chiv. That those that want to say it's a chiv derabbanon. That means the concept of carbon toida is a deraisa, but the obligation is only a derabbanon, and that's why it can be brought mid deraisa. But then there's an entirely different concept in what the carbon in the Birchas HaGoimel is. Others learn, I saw that Eliyahu Rabba says this, it seems that this is the opinion of the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvahs, that the concept of a carbon of Birchas HaGoimel is a concept of Hallel. The one is saying a Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he experienced. And there are a number of nafkaminas if it's a Hallel or a carbon toida. It's interesting to point out, for example, that the Mishnah Berurah says that if one experienced a number of these situations that are mentioned in our Gemara, that one has to bring a carbon toida, does he bring one, that he has to say Birchas HaGoimel, does he bench Goimel once, or does he say it separately? So the Mishnah Berurah says, he says one Birchas HaGoimel for all. Similarly, there's a question in the Paiskim, if one could say, if I'm obligated in a Birchas HaGoimel and you're obligated in a Birchas HaGoimel, could one say Birchas HaGoimel for the another person? And the question goes even further, could one, if I'm obligated in a Birchas HaGoimel for one reason and you're obligated in a Birchas HaGoimel for a different reason, can my Birchas HaGoimel work for you or not? If it's a carbon, so everybody has their own chiyuv carbon, and my chiyuv carbon can't qualify for your chiyuv carbon. And furthermore, if my chiyuv carbon is for a different reason than your chiyuv carbon, or then each carbon is separate. But if it's a halal, just like we say halal on every yontif, but every yontif's halal is for a different reason. Every yontif is for a different reason. Yet we say the same halal on every yontif. That seems to be an indication that Birchas HaGoimel is a concept of Hallel. And actually, it could be suggested, and this is extremely relevant, La'alocha L'maisa, that we find in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Yod Tes, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber Paskins, Aber Tzrichim L'hoidus, the four people that have to say Birchas HaGoimel, Yorda Yom, Sh'olu mimenu, v'holche midbirius, k'shigiyu liyishuv, u'misha yecholu v'nisrape, somebody who was sick and got well, u'misha yechobish v'beis asurim, somebody who was imprisoned, v'yotza, v'simonach v'chol achayim yidu chasala, chayim stands for chobish, yisurim, yam and midbar. But it's very interesting, if we look at the end of this simon in Shulchan Aruch, we find two different situations that the Shulchan Aruch discusses. In Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ba'ashkenaz v'tzrafas, ein mevarchin shahoch me'ir l'ir." In those that follow Minik Ashkenaz, if they just traveled from one city to the other city, they don't say Birchas HaGoimel.
Shloichayevu elba holchim midbarius the shchich by chayes roas filistim. They only say it in a place where there's danger. Ubesfarad nohagim levark neshikol adrochim chesuskana. In Sfarad, on any significant trip, the Paiskim say, of course, not if somebody just went on a short trip, it has to be some sort of a significant trip, you say, Birch Sagoyma. Omiyu bepachas mi parsa, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you traveled less than a parsa, ain't a mevorach. Vumokim mukhsab bezakana beyoyser, if it's a very dangerous place, I feel a bepachas mi parsa. That's Sif Zayin. So in Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that in Ashkenaz, they don't say Birch Sagoyma unless it's a significant trip, whereas in Sfarad, they do. Now we look at Sif Ches. B'chol choyli tzarech levarech, afilu eina choyli shasakona, v'lemaki shalcholo. Akol sh'olu l'mita v'yora, if somebody was so sick that he was in bed and he came down, neshim doyma k'mi shehelo l'gardim. It's as if he was hung, pirish, malish oisim dayonim, l'shevis, k'shdonim lidin, place where they sit in judgment of people. And the Shulchan Aruch continues v'en hefrish, b'en sheyesh le'mechish kavua b'om zman l'zman, or b'en she'en kavua. Hagav yesh oimim dem e'en mevarach ela al choy v'shesh b'esakana, k'goy makash al cholo. V'kein noyagim b'ashkenash. So here we find, again, when do you say birch sagoymel? If somebody was sick, the Shulchan Aruch says you didn't have to be that sick. That's the minhag Sfarad. The Rama says you have to be very sick. But now we find in Sif Tes, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hani Arba Lav Dafka, Hu Adil Misha Nas L'Neis, anybody who experienced the Neis, Kigon Shnafel Of Kaisel, Anitzel Madris Yishav, Nigi Chaisov, or that somebody was saved from a wall or from an animal, or Shaman al Beir Ari Latoife was attacked by a lion, or Yam Ganova Barloy, or Shoda de Lila, he was attacked, Venitzban the Kol, Kyotzem Kum Tsarch Lavar Hagaymo. Vyesha Emish Emvar Hagaymo, any Han Elehani Arbidafka, only these four, the Toiv Lavar Blay Heskar Shema Malchus. Here the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. If it's one of the other four situations, do we say Birchas HaGoymel? And the first opinion is, it doesn't have to be one of these four opinions. And the second opinion is that it has to be one of these, it has to be strictly one of these four situations mentioned in our Gemara. And it's interesting that the Mishnah Brewer says that Minig Ashkenaz is like the first opinion, that any dangerous situation we say Birchas HaGoymel, that's the Minig in Ashkenaz. But the Sfaradim, Paskin, the Kaf HaChaim, says that the Minig in Sfarad was strictly on these four situations, not on any other situation. So we seem to have a contradictory situation here. On one hand, the Ashkenazim say you have to be very sick. You have to have taken a very serious trip. Otherwise, you wouldn't say Birchas HaGoymel. Whereas the Sfaradim say, no, it didn't have to be such a big trip. It didn't have to be so sick. Yet on the other hand, the Sfaradim say it has to be strictly the four situations mentioned in the Gemara. And the Ashkenazim hold that it's any situation of danger. How do we understand the seemingly very difficult approach to Birchas HaGoymel? It could be that the machloikis is, what is Birchas HaGoymel? Is it a halel or is it a carbon toida? Because there are paiskim that suggest that a carbon toida is only brought if somebody was in a situation of life to death. And that's why some paiskim say that the matzis that we eat by the Seder also are carbon toida, and that's why they suggest that we eat three matzahs, because the carbon toida, we know with the carbon toida were brought 40 loaves, and
if 40 loaves, 10 times 4, 4 different types of loaves, 10 of each, and 3 were a matzah type. So on Pesach by the night, where the Mitzrayim wanted to kill us, so we bring a carbon tider. Very much in line, this is the opinion of the Rosh, and it's very much in line with what we're saying, what the Shulchan Aruch has said in Sif Tes. Because when it's a situation of going from life to death, it doesn't have to be the four situations that I mentioned in the Gemara. We say, we bring a carbon tider. And that's why it's interesting that the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that when somebody would get married, Bezban Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, he would bring a carbon tider. The reason he brought a carbon tider again was because he's beginning a whole new life. A chosen kala represent a whole new life. And the carbon tider is brought in any situation that you're going from life to, from death to life, from near death to life. And therefore, it's not limited to these four situations. But it had to be a near-death situation. So it had to be a very serious trip. Or you had to be very, very sick. The Shulchan Aruch, however, paskins that it's a Hallel. So on one hand, we cannot determine when to say Hallel. Hallel could only be said when Chazal told us to say Hallel. So if these are the four experiences that our Gemara taught us, that you say Birchas HaGoyimel, just like we can't choose to say Hallel on any day of the week. On the contrary, the Gemara says that somebody who says Hallel every day is a Mechareif Umegadeif. So too we can't choose to say Hallel, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Minigas Sfardim, on any situation other than what was determined by Chazal. But on the other hand, once Chazal determined that this is a situation that warrants Hallel, it doesn't have to be a situation that was a sakonis nefashis. If you were in these four situations that were mentioned in the Gemara, that is enough for you to say Birchas HaGoyimel, to say the Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, there's another opinion that could be cited in the, that the Chassam Sofer mentions. Because he says, if we look at the Perek in Tehillim, which is the Perek that primarily discusses the din of Birchas HaGoyimel, it's Perek Kuf Zayin, and it says Hoyd LaHashem Ki Toiv Kol Olam Chazdoi, and it says all of the different situations that were mentioned here. But it's interesting to say, point out, says the Chassam Sofer, that Kapitel speaks about, the Perek speaks about Tor B'Midbar, that they were in the Midbar. Asirei Oni V'Varzal, they were in jail. Yishlach Dvorim V'Yirpoim, they were sick. And the Pasuk then says, V'Yizbechu Zivchei Toida, they bring a carbon Toida. And then the Pasuk begins to speak about the Yordei Hayam. So says the Chassam Sofer, why is the situation of Yordei Hayam separated from the other three situations with the pasuk of the Yizbechu Zifchei Toida inserted in between? So he points out that Yordei Hayam, somebody who goes travel in the Yam, has two differences than the other situation. One is that he put himself into the situation because he decided to travel there, which indeed, says the Chassam Sofer, somebody who goes in the Midbar is also in that situation. But the other case is that it's also a sakana, it's only b'day Shemayim. The Yam is in the control of Shemayim. The Midbar, there were all sorts of different thieves and elements there that weren't only b'day Shemayim. A person in that situation is much less obligated, says the Chassam Sofer, to bring a carbon taida than in the other situations. So it's very interesting. According to the Chassam Sofer, it turns out that the chiyuv of a carbon taida, the chiyuv of Birchas HaGoyimel for Yordei B'Midbar, Chavish B'Asurim, or Choyle B'Nisrapa, is because of a carbon taida, versus the situation of somebody traveling over the Yam, that is more of a Hallel type of a Karban Toida. So you have both elements involved in the Karban Toida. It's also interesting to point out that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that let's say someone has a question if he's obligated to say Birchas HaGoymel, or it's in a situation where it's impossible or difficult for him to say Birchas HaGoymel. What he should do, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, is take out the Chumash and read the carbon, the parasha of Karban Toida. Because if, as we're learning, the obligation to say Birchas HaGoymel is connected to the Chiyuv of Karban Toida, so if you can't say the Birchas HaGoymel, say the Karban Toida. But it's interesting that I saw that the Pesach can point out that everybody, a lot of people are aware of this concept that's said by the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But what they don't realize is that when somebody brought a Karban Toida, they also, like in all Kabbonis, had to bring along Nesachim. And the question is, therefore, if we want to fulfill properly saying the parasha of Karban Toida, we should say it with the parasha of Nesachim. Furthermore, the Pesachim say, it should not be recited by night, nor should it be recited on Shabbos, because a Karban Toida was not brought on Shabbos. A Karban Toida, as all Kabbonis, were not brought at night. And if I'm saying it in recognition of a Karban Toida, I shouldn't say it at night. Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos asks that the order mentioned in our Gemara of when a Karban Toida, when you say Birchas HaGoymel, is not the same order as the order of our Gemara. Again, because our Gemara's order was Yardei Hayam, Holchei Midbarius, Choylev Nesrapa, Chovish Bebeis HaAsurim V'Yotza, and in Perek of Zion, it's Holchei Midbar, and then after Holchei Midbar, it says Asiri Oni Uvarzel, afterward it says Choylev Nesrapa, and afterwards it says Yardei Hayam. So Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara not follow the same order as the Pasuk? So Tosfos says that the Pasuk is mentioning what is most dangerous. And in those days, that was the order of the greatest danger. Whereas the Gemara is citing what happens most frequently. And the order cited in the Gemara is the order that's cited most frequently. The Chasam Sofer, however, following his approach, says that we could divide the two groups, as we just said. There's a group where somebody put himself into the Sakana, and those are the first two cases listed in the Gemara, Yardei Hayam and Holchei Midbarius, where I went into the Yam and I went into the Midbar, whereas the two second cases, where somebody was imprisoned or somebody got ill, that isn't in his control. That happened to much more Min HaShemayim. Others want to say, the Inyakov says a very nice pshat, that the Gemara is trying to teach us, very much in line with the way we began this year, that the Gemara is trying to teach us that there is no order. Whatever happens to a person has to realize happened to him with Hashgacha Pratis, and he has to thank Hashem no matter what. In fact, the Achronim ask a question, very much according to the opinion that's being stated by the Chasam Sofer. The why is a person allowed indeed to go into the Yam in the Midbar? Why is a person allowed to put himself into Sakana? Isn't there a din in the Torah of V'nishmartim ma'od l'nafshet seichem? So the Binyan Sin answers that the Isra of putting yourself into Sakana is only in a situation where as what you're doing is a Sakana. Here it's not a Sakana as you're doing it. It only could become a Sakana as you travel on. And that's not called putting yourself into Sakana. The Shem Aryeh says that even though there certainly is an element of Sakana, the only time there's an Isser is when something is an absolute sakana. Here, where it's not an absolute sakana, it could be dangerous, but it doesn't mean it's going to be dangerous. On the contrary, most situations where a person travels, he, Baruch Hashem, comes home healthy and well, that's not considered a makom sakana. Dimrei Shefer takes the approach that since it's a person, he says that a person's only allowed to travel letzorich parnasa or letzorich mitzvah. And therefore, indeed, if a situation where it's not for any real important purpose, maybe as our Gemara is representing, that it does represent a sakana, since it does represent a sakana, a person should not put himself into one of these situations.